Swat Hendrik and the camp servants ran out to meet him, agog with curiosity, and Lothar gave his orders. "I want a separate shelter for the woman alongside mine. Thatch the roof to keep it cool and hang canvas sides we can raise to let in the breeze, and I want it ready by nightfall." He carried Son Ten to his own cot and bathed her again before dressing her in one of the long nightgowns that Anna Stock had provided. She was still not conscious, though once she opened her eyes. They were unfocused and dreamy, and she muttered in French, so he could not understand. He told her, "You are safe. You are with friends." The pupils of her eyes reacted to light, which he knew was an encouraging sign. But the lids fluttered closed, and she relapsed into unconsciousness or sleep, from which he was careful not to rouse her. With access to his medicine chest again, Lothar was able to redress her wounds, spreading them liberally with an ointment which was his favourite cure-all inherited from his mother. He bound them up in fresh bandages. By this time the child was once again hungry, and letting it be widely known, Lothar had a milch goat amongst his stock, and he held Shasa on his lap while he fed him the diluted goat's milk. Afterwards he tried to make Santan drink a little warm soup, but she struggled weakly and almost choked. So he carried her to the shelter which his servants had completed and laid her on a cot of laced rawhide thongs with a sheepskin mattress and fresh blankets. He placed the child beside her, and during the night he woke more than once from a light sleep to go to them. Just before dawn he at last fell into deep sleep, only to be shaken awake almost immediately. "What is it?" He reached instinctively for the rifle at his head.
"Come quickly,"
Swart Hendrik's hoarse whisper at his ear.
"The cattle were restless. I thought it might be a lion."
"What is it, man?"
Lothar demanded irritably.
"Get on with it, spit it out."
"It was not a lion, much worse. There are wild san out there. They have been creeping around the camp all night. I think they are after the kettle."
Lothar swung his legs over the cot and groped for his boots.
"Have Farkyan and Kleinboy returned yet?"
"It would be easier with a large party."
"Not yet."
Hendrik shook his head.
"Very well. We'll hunt alone. Saddle the horses. We must not let the little yellow devils get too much of a start on us."
As he stood up, he checked the load, the Mauser, then pulled the sheepskin off his cot and stooped out of the shelter. He hurried to where Swart Hendrik was holding the horses.